The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Lamed Tes Sifkat and Tes Kasvu Hasvarim Shebalayla Kodem Hashena Nachon LaAdam Shifashvish B'Maasav Sheasa Kol Yom. Prior to retiring for the evening, it's appropriate for one to consider, contemplate, and to view one's actions throughout the course of the day. V'Mimtzah Sheasa Aver, if one finds in the course of the review that one sinned, Yisvade olav yikabel al atzmo shalola asosa od. One should confess that sin and make sure to accept upon oneself not to continue to sin in that fashion again. Ubefrat ba'avonos hametzuyim, specifically when it comes to particular sins which are all too common, kugon chanifus, shkarim, leitzanus lashon hara, v'chein avon bittel Torah. Besides for saying sheker, leitzanus, lashon hara, and bittel Torah, the first in the list that the Mishnah Berurah lists from the Sfarim is chanifus. We'll have to understand and learn what exactly chanifa is, but simply speaking, it can be translated as flattery or false praise, or speaking about a rasha, an evildoer, a sinner, in a very honorable and appropriate way. What exactly is chanifa? That will be the source of our discussion today. If you take a look in the Torah, Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Maase, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Torah tells us, V'lo sachnifu es ha'aretz, in reference to the Ir HaMiklat, the city of refuge, the Torah tells us that we should not defile the land, referencing Eretz Yisrael. And the Sefri learns from here, Husharnu bazesh lo lios chanef, we learn from here that one should not be a flatterer. And while the Rambam and the Ramban don't codify this and don't count the lav of chanifa as an isser d'oraisa, nonetheless, the Bahag in Lo Sase Kuf Samech Zayin, the Yireim in Simon Reish Memches, the Chared in Perek Chavdalet Os Memches, all list and note that there's an isser d'oraisa, a lav min HaTorah of chanifa. Besides that, the Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Dalet, notes that there are multiple and many things that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't codify, both mitzvos asei, mitzvos los asei, halachas that the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Yosef Karo never codified, but included in that list that the Magen Avraham notes that one should be very cautious, meticulous, and careful about, even though there is no simon and sif in Shulchan Aruch, even though there is no Rambam, is the iser called chanifa, this lav the araisa, according to many Rishonim, not to flatter. Let's understand specifically what the iser is, when it occurs, and how one can transgress this sin. First, let's take a look in Parshas Vayishlach, our Parsha, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk A. When Yaakov Avinu sends messengers, Malachim, to his brother Esav, the Torah tells us, Ko somru la'adoni le'esav, Yaakov says, tell my brother, my master Esav. And here says the Daskein in Baalei Tosfos, on this Pasuk, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk A, Parshas Vayishlach, Lefi shekaro adon ne'anash, since Yaakov Avinu referred to his brother as an adon, as his master, he was punished. Amar lo yizbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani amarti v'rav yavo tzayir, I foreshadowed and promised and gave you a nevuah, Yaakov Avinu. V'rav yavo tzayir, the older brother will serve the younger brother. Vata karasa adon shmone pa'amim, and you refer to your brother in this parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, 8 times as your master, Adoni, Chayecha. Your punishment for referring to your brother Esav, a wicked Russian, an evildoer, 8 times as Adoni, as your master, is that there are going to be 8 kings that are going to emerge, descendants of Esav, to rule and to be kings prior to there being a king of Israel. Behind the chsiv besof for parsha, and this is what the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ve'ele Hamalachim Asher Malchu Be'eretz Edom Lefnei Malach Melech Lefnei Yisrael. These are the kings that stood king Be'eretz Edom in the Edomite kingdom prior to there being a king of Israel. So from here we see that Yaakov was machnif es Esav. He flattered Esav. Esav was an evildoer. He was a rasha. Yaakov honored him and gave him praise and cover that was unnecessary, and the punishment that was due as a result was that ultimately there were 8 kings as opposed to there being a Melech Yisrael. However, we also learn, the Gemara says, Maseches Sota Daf Mem Amud Beis, from here, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, that there's an exception to this rule. Reish Lakish says that it's mutter lehachnif rasha b'olam hazeh. It's permitted to flatter an evildoer in this world. And the makor for that is the pasuk in this week's parasha, Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov says to Esav, kiros pnei elukim vatirtzeni. When I look at you, Esav, my brother, I see the face of God. Please appease me. And from here we see the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, that it's mutter lehachnif rishayim b'olam hazeh, that it's not always forbidden. It's not always prohibited. But there are times when anyone is permitted to praise. Let's take a look, even though there is no Rambam, even though there is no Shulchan Aruch, and even though the classical Moni HaMitzos don't count the Isser of flattery as an Isser D'Oraisa, nonetheless, let's take a look in Rabbeinu Yonah, Sharei Tshuva, Shar Shlishi, Os Kuf Pezayin, who notes the Kas HaChanafim, the group of flatterers. And Rabbeinu Yonah divides at 9 levels of different forms of flattery. And the first chelek says Rabbeinu Yonah, HaChanef Asher Hikir, O Ra O Yada Ki Yesh Ovel B'Kaf Chavero V'Chi Hechzik B'Tarmis. You see somebody doing something wrong. You see an evildoer, a Rasha, a wicked person who's acting inappropriately, who's sinning. O Ki Yechta Ish L'Ish B'Loshon Hara Bonos Dvarim. You see somebody speaking Lashon Hara or Onas Dvarim, abusing somebody else, verbal abuse. V'yachlik lo Lashon Hara lemar lo pa'alt oven. And you say to that person, what you're doing, not so bad. It's not such a terrible thing. And thus says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Iker Isser, the primary transgression, the primary way to transgress the sin of Chanifa, as the Torah tells us, is condoning somebody's sin. Telling somebody else that what you're doing is not so bad. Chalila, you see somebody being Mechal al Shabbos and you tell the person, not such a big deal. It's not so bad. You hear somebody speaking Lashon Hara and you say to the person, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You see somebody not making a bracha on food, say, brachos, they're not so important. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. That's the Isser D'Oraisa, according to many Rishonim. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says is the Iker Isser of Chanifa. But what's the Makor? Where do we know that there's an Isser Chanifa? So the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Gemara, and it's a Mishnah, Mesecha Sota Daf Mem Aleph Amabei, a story with none other than Agrippas HaMelech, Agrippas the King. He was reading the Torah in Hakel, and when it came to the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Tezvav, Lo Suchala Laseis Alecha Ish Nachri, that's prohibited to have a king of Israel who is a descendant of a Nachri. Zolgu Einav Demaos, Agrippas began to cry because he recognized that his lineage from his father's side, he was a descendant of a non-Jew, and it was inappropriate for him to be king, and he began to wail and to cry and to tear. How did Klal Yisrael react when they saw the king of Israel crying as a result of him reading this pasuk? Amrulo, Achinu Ata, our brother Agrippas. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael flattered, praised, and was machnif Agrippas, the Gemara tells us, Ba'oso sha nischaivu sonem shal Yisrael klaya shechonfulo l'Agrippas. At that moment, Klal Yisrael was punished because they flattered Agrippas. You shouldn't be afraid, you shouldn't be scared of Agrippas. In this circumstance, that Rabbeinu Yonah writes, it's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Tosos, whether they were chayav to be moser themselves to sakana in this circumstance. But nonetheless, at least they could have been quiet. They should have been silent. But to condone, to pardon, and to be machnech Agrippas in this circumstance, that was inappropriate. And thus, we have a pasuk in the Torah, Lo Sachnifas Aretz, we have a Mishnah in Gemara, we have multiple Rishonim who are listing this as an Isser D'Oraisa, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. But besides that, we have a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Chaim Chelik Beis, Siman Nun Aleph was asked regarding the following situation. There was a significant physician, Rofa Yehude Mehamu, for some Shabibadina, one of the most well-known doctors in the country, Shirabim Tsrichimlo. Many needed him. And the shul and the rabbi and the board understood that this was a very important person. He was a nice person, a kind person. Balmidos, Rachame Mutstakabof and Gadol. He helped many people in the community. Harbe Tovos Linyane Kihila. But there was one problem. Hu nasui nachres, he intermarried. He was married to a non-Jew. Umitam zein mechabdim osa bebeis haknesses. They didn't give him any kibudim in the shul. Bishum kavod. However, the doctor, the physician, noticed his rachakus me'akal. He noticed that he was being distanced by the shul and was very melancholy and sad about it. Meduka ma'od mizeh. And therefore, the Shaila was sent to Moshe Feinstein, Rotzin, Kvotor, Seino, Akadosha, Reb Shimon Ari Eckstein asked Moshe, Virashi, Ha'ir, the leaders of the city, can we be mechabi this person, be psichas, uskiras, aaron, vechadome? Could they give this doctor, this physician, who is intermarried, psicha? And Reb Moshe's opening words in his tshuva writes, Iker hanidum bezehu mishum iser chanifa. The primary issue that we have to address when it comes to your shaila, can you give an intermarried physician psicha, is whether or not there's a lav, there's an iser of chanifa. And Rav Moshe, although he doesn't quote Rabbein Yonah, which in and of itself requires an understanding, notes that the iker iser of chanifa is condoning somebody's sin. Like the Gemara says when it comes to Agrippus, when they said, it's not so bad that you're king. Or when you tell somebody that you see sinning, your sin is not altogether that bad. Says Rav Moshe, that's the iker iser diaraisa, potentially, of chanifa. But in this circumstance, says Rav Moshe, l'hachnif binyanim shelo shaychim lomar shum maskim la'isurim udvar ma'arayim sh'oseh. But in this context, giving psicha or skira to this physician, you're not condoning the fact that he's intermarrying. She'efshe shalek iser klal. Maybe there is no iser of chanif in that circumstance. Now, indeed, if you take a look in Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Shlishi, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, has 9 different levels. So Rabbeinu Yonah understands that while the ikar iser of chanif is condoning somebody's sin, nonetheless, there still are other levels. But Rav Moshe indicates that although that is true that there are other levels, gam lechamdo bepsichas uskiras aron shem b'zeh inyan sheker ulai eish is eze iser mitzar chanifa. Maybe those other levels of chanifa are true. That you're praising somebody, you're giving honor to somebody, you're being mechabe the person, you're speaking nicely about that person. Maybe that's not the ikar iser, that's not the lav of chanifa, because you're not condoning their sin, but still praising and giving honor to an evildoer is also not correct. Says Rav Moshe, Kevashin Isuro Barer, since that Isser is not clear. V'yoser note Shembeze Isser, Elamaila Tova, says Rav Moshe. It's not absolutely us or just to praise or to speak nicely or to be friendly with an evildoer. But it's only a maila tova lehisrachek af mechanufa kazu. We certainly want to distance ourselves from that form of chanifa. Nonetheless, in the circumstance, says Rav Moshe, yesh lahakel imra kvot haraseinu akdoshev rosh ha'ir asher yesh tzorech gadol lehakol ula anshe ha'ir shechabdu oso beizadavr bebeis hakneses kahad psichas uskiras oran vechadome. In this circumstance, says Rav Moshe, if you see it necessary and it's important to honor this physician because he's helping many people. He's philanthropic. He cares for the sick. He does good for the people. His mother is a Jew who attends the shul, and you want to be mekarev this person. So giving psicha and skira to this person, that should be permitted. Indeed, to give the person aliyah, that would be incorrect, that would be wrong, but simply to give psicha would not be something that would be prohibited. Rav Moshe does conclude that giving such a person an aliyah, that would be usur, because giving a kofar, an apikoros, an aliyah, to make a brach on the Torah would not be appropriate. However, both in his biur on the Rabbein Yonah of Matasyo Salman in his Sefer Matan Aschelko, as well as a tshuva Reb Chaim Kanievsky printed in the Sefer Ve'ahavta L'Reach of Volume 1, tshuva number 10, Reb Chaim Kanievsky write that there's another circumstance where this plays itself out. Often institutions, shuls, mostos, honor somebody at a banquet or at a dinner and get kavod to somebody who is a sinner, who's an evildoer, who's a rasha, who's not a shomer Shabbos, somebody who's openly over averos. Is that okay or is that not okay? Both Rav Matasyahu Salman as well as Rav Chaim Kanievsky write that that's usur and that's a real bona fide problem. However, one has to know that according to Rav Moshe's gather, if you're not absolutely condoning the sin, but you're simply giving the person kavod and honor, maybe that's not the ikar lav, that's not the ikar lav, that's not the ikar iser of chanifa, and therefore when it called for and under certain circumstances, that may indeed be permitted. Thus we see in our parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov says to Esav, Kosomru ladoni leesav, the fact that he called him an Adon, he was Nenash. The fact that the Gemara tells us that Klal Yisrael, Sonem Shal Yisrael, Nosnu Kloya, that they were punished as a result of calling Agrippus a Melech, and multiple other scenarios that the Magen Avraham refers to and other Rishonim refer to. The lav of Chanif is something that we fall prey to and is prevalent, as the Mishnah Berurah notes in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Tes, is something we should be cognizant of. While we don't praise and flatter an evildoer, of course it's important to flatter and to praise good people. And one who is around and surrounded by other people who do behave properly and who have to be mechazik those people, certainly that would be mutter, that would be appropriate. That is the lav, the iser of lo sachnifu, of flattering, wishing everybody a wonderful day.